The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling into a Friday 5 o'clock happier happy hour. And Dom, the great part about having a midweek birthday, I'm claiming both this weekend and next weekend as my birthday weekend.
Oh, man, it doesn't even matter. It's June. It's our birthday month. Every day is a birthday celebration.
You are very true on that. I'm celebrating each and every day. But, you know, I went walking in the back here. They got no booze in this joint. It's not like the old days. If I run a radio station, there's booze in every cupboard. There's beer in every fridge. You know, when the happy hour comes around, you can get happy.
Check my desk drawer over there. I bet there's some tequila or something Nauticon brought back from his trips for me. So,
take a look. We'll see what's happening during the next commercial breakdown. But for those playing the, the Scotty Summer, whatever, your word of the hour is lake. Crudy can't get drunk because he's got to drive to the lake. L-A-K-E. Do what you got to do.
Kerry Lake took a picture in front of a Confederate flag last week.
Martin took a picture. Dom, she gave a speech. It's one thing to, you know, get caught, you know, someone picking the right angle. I didn't even know there's a Confederate flag here. It's another to give a speech in front of that same said Confederate flag. Because
she saw it, right? You can't not see it. So down for the
conspiracy? I'm just saying.
Unclearly. When you fly, I'm just, for the rednecks out there, would you let me know, 844-967-2789, when you fly the Confederate flag, like what is your point? What are you trying to say? I'm just curious. Please
help me. States' rights?
States' rights to enslave human beings? Specifically black people?
Well, not states' rights to prosecute a former president. Not those sort of states' rights.
Oh no, we gotta change the law regarding those states' rights. If you're Mega Mike Johnson trying to get legislation, you know, get some signatures, get this thing passed. So what, the ex-president can get his cases thrown into the federal court where he can then pardon himself. States' rights, is that it? That's just it.
Dom, I told you I went down to the Trumplandia when Trump came to Waukesha. It wasn't so long ago, April. And the first flag I saw when I drove onto the Waukesha Expo Ground property, a Confederate flag combined with a Gadsden flag, which I strongly suspect is Karen Alito's tramp stamp. But anyways, that was the first flag I saw when I drove onto the property, Dom.
Oh, but was that a vendor, or was that like an individual's flag?
That was a vendor flag. You could buy that flag. They had several themed flags of that sort. You know, everything for that to Trump or Die 2024, right?
Yeah, Trump or Die, baby. Trump or Death.
But my point is, this is part of their marketing campaign. They follow every Trump rally. Well, they deadhead around the country.
They didn't think they wouldn't buy the inventory if they didn't think they could sell it.
They are selling them. They exist. In fact, I plan on driving up to CD number 6. It's beautiful up there at the lake, L-A-K-E. And that's where I like to spend my weekends. Well, that's how I spend my Wisconsin summers, Dom, at the lake. And my little lake, my little corner of the world, happens to be in CD number 6. And that's Glenn Grothman territory. And, Dom, I got to tell you, I earlier today was calling this a GOP Freak Show Friday edition. but he is certainly one of the freaks in the show, if you know what I'm saying. Glenn Grothman, he's soon to be, if I spend more than 183 days a year, does that mean I live in the 6th CD and he becomes my congressman?
I believe that would be the case, Michael. And how could you possibly allow that to continue?
844-967-2789. Dom, what was the story of Glenn you wanted to tell the audience? Because we used to have Glenn on the big program every now and again.
We did. We have some sound. We'll go back in the time machine and perhaps play some of that, Rich. We appreciate your work, my friend.
Well, there's short one, and this being Pride Month, Rich, just remind the people not from the great state of Wisconsin that perhaps don't know Congressman Glenn Grothman or Grothman, depending on, you know, whether or not the ex-president's describing him. But this is Glenn.
Homosexuality is not something that we should be supporting.
That's Glenn. Confirmed bachelor, Glenn Grothman.
Confirmed bachelor. And really, really loves the families. Trudy, it was, you know, yesterday I woke up.
The traditional family.
Yes, the traditional family.
Not like same-sex marriage. Not like
shacking up.
He doesn't.
No. And he has encouraged the females, you know, at the line at the Planned Parenthood. He's told us that before.
Well, he likes to encourage the women.
Yes, encourage the women. Glenn Grothman. He's a hell of a guy. And we're going to give you some more, Glenn. But yesterday, Crudy woke up and, kind of days just fly by. And it was, of course, the anniversary of D-Day. And damn, you know, read some of the things and pondered and honored and thought about, you know, the sacrifices. And of course, yesterday on the show, we played some sound and Joe Biden, the president today, also in Europe, giving a stirring speech. If you get a chance, I don't know if we have any sound of it, perhaps we'll get some later, but I mean, super happy to have a guy like that representing us as president versus, you know, the other guy. So, you know, that was, it kind of just kind of set the tone for me, you know, for that morning. And then I wake up this morning, and literally the first thing I see on the Raw story, and it's never great when you see Wisconsin Republican politicians on the Raw story, just for the record. And it was filthy.
Means they've gone big time. What do you mean it's not great? Filthy. We love when they're on the Raw story.
Republican from Wisconsin. We talked about Ron Johnson earlier today. Conservative Charlie Sykes thinks maybe Ron's got some sweating to do given his, you know, circumstances and feeble explanations and mischaracterized or perhaps not consistent stories about what his role was in the fake elector scheme here in the state of Wisconsin. Of course, we got Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call indicting some folks, and Ron wasn't on the short list, but maybe he will be in the future. So that was the other one. But it was U.S. Rep. Glenn Grothman. And here is what I read when I had my first cup of coffee this morning. U.S. Rep. Glenn Grothman delivered racist, misogynistic, and xenophobic remarks to a local podcaster claiming progressives, social justice movements, and government itself for decades have wanted to destroy the family unit and then blame the federal government for bribing, quote-unquote, low-income women with welfare to prevent them from marrying. That's your guy, Crudy, in the sixth. Grothman, who last year complained that President Joe Biden isn't appointing enough straight white men to the federal judiciary.
That's been a problem through the years, has it, Glenn? Straight white guys like me is what he's implying.
Really? Really? Grothman claimed that people all along wanted to destroy the family before pointing to the 60s. The feminist movement, Cape Malay, was anti-family. The goal of the feminist movement was to get the man out of the family. Angela Davis, you know, a superstar radical during the 60s. One of her goals was to destroy the family. And of course, then you move up in time, even the Black Lives Matter movement, the founders of Black Lives Matter, the goal was to destroy the family. Grothman continued his false history claim, saying, quote, when I asked them why they think there was a breakdown of family, they say vaguely a decline in the importance of religion, but actually there are people all along wanted to destroy the family. He went on to insist the government wants to destroy the family unit as well. And here's the quote. Now remember, Glenn is part of the government. So you say, how could the government weigh in, you know, to make sure we didn't have two parents in the home? Question mark. Well, they could do it through programs that began during the Great Society of the 60s and continue to be expanded today, in which you get low-income housing, You get food stamps. You get daycare. You get cash. You get all these things provided. You don't get married to a man with a decent income.
Glenn, think you're doing okay at the office, do you?
Last
he
year,
is a
Mark,
six-figure earner, and yet still a bachelor, and girls.
Single, no family, no kids that we know of. If you're so down with the family unit, why don't you have one, Glenn?
Just hasn't found that right girl that lives up to mom's standards.
Ma, the meatloaf. Grossman was criticized last year in March, claiming on the floor of the House that the Black Lives Matter movement was a group of that doesn't like the old-fashioned family. Also, in the interview, Grossman blasted the rate of immigrants becoming legal U.S. citizens, complaining that, quote, the number of people who are flooding into this country keep going up. He criticized Biden on immigration before saying, we have never had so many immigrants being sworn in as legal citizens. U.S. Rep. Glenn Grossman. We have a little sound, right? We got some sound. Rich, you did the work. We got some history. Maybe just throw a couple of the short ones out there. If you would hear. Now, we've had Glenn on the show over the years. It's been some time. But have a little flavor, if you would, please.
I'll be the first to say that churches have done a bad job of explaining we are not doing right by the next generation to send the message this is no big deal. And I think what you will have happen is you're going to have more people adapting this lifestyle the more it's presented as a favorable thing, which is unfortunate.
The kids today, they're okay with gay marriage, my friend. They're not for institutional discrimination against others in our society. I'm afraid, Glenn, you and I will never see eye to eye on this issue, sir.
Happy Pride Month, everybody. Glenn Grossman from Wisconsin. We got time. We got a couple. Let's throw some more. This is random. Let's grab whatever you want, Rich.
Well, there's the greatest war been going on forever in the last century, and that is the war between what I'll call a Christian free market society and an atheistic socialist society.
He's
and
looking
of course,
at
the
you,
people
Dom.
In an atheist socialist society want licenses for same-sex marriage. I think that's wrong. I think they haven't been granted until, you know, last 9 or 10 years, some Western countries in decline, and hopefully not America in decline, begins to offer them. But when you begin to give licenses for these marriages, obviously it sends a message that you're for these marriages.
Yeah, we're for gay marriage, Glenn, and we don't necessarily believe that, you know, a low-income woman who gets food stamps and housing and daycare and cash, that they should just not get those things, that they just need to get married to a man with a decent income. Well, Glenn, you're a congressman, man. And presumably, you got a decent income. And yet, all these years, not married. No kids that we know of. 844-967-2799. We'll be right back.
Malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday to us. All phone lines open. Go on there shortly. 844-967-2789.
I love the Dropkick Murphys because an enemy of my enemy is my friend, and they literally hate Scott Walker like I do. But I play that song, or ask Rich to do it. Thanks for your hard work. And Rich always works hard, lightly screening your phone calls, 844-967-2789. But Dom, I've got some historical reporting on the congressman from Wisconsin 6 from 2021.
Yeah.
March 14th, sort of what happens around that time? Well, it's your daughter Isabella's birthday. On St. Patty's Day. And I'm holding this up for the sake of those watching the camera.
Yes.
In a bizarre, this historical context, from the Raw story, mind you, in a bizarre hat, anti-Black Lives Matter Republican doubles down on claim they are anti-family. And before I read just a little bit of this historical reporting from 3 years ago, Dom, once upon a time, we had Senator Glenn Grossman, state senator from the state of Wisconsin, on the greatest radio show ever, but we were just young kids at it back in 2013 timeframe. And Glenn said some really outrageous things about Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. And I called him. I said, Senator Glenn Grossman said this crazy stuff about you on the Devil's Advocates. Would you like to respond? Thought it was fair and balanced thing to do, right, Dom?
Right.
And they said, we do not put out a statement every time bat guano crazy Glenn Grothman makes an anti-Planned Parenthood statement. And so each and every time you ask me, is Glenn Grothman the lead? And I said, eh, probably not. But the reason why, Dom, is because this is an ongoing occurrence for the man. I hearken back to a March 14, 2021 article, a picture of Glenn Grothman wearing a pandemic mask. Good for you, Glenn. And a glittery green St. Paddy's Day hat. And he did a sit-down interview. Rep. Glenn Grothman, Republican from Wisconsin, did a one-on-one interview with local Fox affiliate wearing a bright green hat and glitter St. Patrick's Day. Apparently, bright green and glitter St. Patrick's Day hat while trashing Black Lives Matter. Because that's what you do, right, Glenn? This, the local TV station. Grothman was shouted down by Rep. Stacey Plaskett, the Democrat from Virgin Islands, after making the same claim on the House floor this week, inventing a new justification for racism. Now, didn't Glenn Grothman say to me once, Crudy, I think you might be a little bit racist.
Racist.
I have made the same allegation against Glenn occasionally. Now, Grothman started out claiming that tax cuts in the COVID-19 relief bill were anti-family. When we've had such an influence of Black Lives Matter, an organization, when founded, that made clear on their website that they're opposed to what they refer to as the Western prescribed nuclear family. Nuclear families are, of course, worldwide, but I think it's important to always point out that there are people who are anti-marriage, who keep making anti-marriage provisions in federal law. Now, I would point out this confirmed bachelor, self-loathing if he's gay. I'm not accusing Glenn of being gay. I'm just saying if he were, he's self-loathing because he's shown a clear inclination to hating on the gay marriage.
He's very, well, so he's also against marriage, just the gay marriage.
He's just against someone else's marriage. You know, assuming he's not closeted and self-loathing. But here's my question, Don. And I ask this. Well, maybe I don't. But why is he always so worried about somebody else's family? The confirmed bachelor, unmarried. He's worried about gay marriages. He's worried about what? Making it too easy for women to be single and not marry a dude with a paycheck, right?
Oh, don't even get me going on no-fault divorce, Crudy. I mean, you want to talk about, you know, driving the families apart. I mean, if you don't have a woman, again, a man-woman marriage, locked up because you got the job and she can barely read and, you know, what, pregnant and barefoot in the kitchen, if you give them an opportunity to go out on their own, well, what does that do to the family unit? You got to be able to lock them down, man. The good old days, Crudy, before they could, you know, get a divorce, before they could get a credit card, before they could vote.
So Glenn is a little remiss that he doesn't have a barefoot and pregnant Mrs. Grothman at home?
That's or his... Mr. I don't, you know, we don't know. It doesn't really matter. But to your point, why does he care about everyone else's marriage? And I don't get that. I mean, you could say this about Republicans and their quote-unquote freedom. Again, you don't want to be gay married, don't be gay married. You know, it doesn't matter. Anyone else does, right? You don't want abortion, don't have one. You want to smoke weed, don't do it. What is it about your perspective or your thought or your time on this earth, Glenn Grothman, that gives you any better damn perspective than me and my time on this earth about what's righteous for Dominic? I mean, this is absolutely, they claim to be all about the freedom, but they're the ones out there first trying to restrict what people can do with their lives. Bastards.
Glenn is literally at the sausage party right now. I checked his Twitter account.
Yeah.
He's at the Brat Fry, Dom. Friday nights hosted by the Adele Athletic Association Summer Nights in Wisconsin 6, CD 6. That's where I'm going soon, Dom.
Yeah, you go to the gym once
I don't
in
think
a while,
I'll be going to the sausage party with Glenn, though.
Yeah, well, he loves it when you throw the – yeah, he'll do the, he'll do a thing. Just throw the sausages at Glenn. He loves that, you know. Do a little contest to raise some money, Glenn. You get hit with the sausages and the hot dogs. Make him feel a certain way. We've got any more sound? Anything else we want to drop on this, Rich? Throw that. You got the one out about the weed? The marijuana question?
That now, would be cut 18. Glenn was in studio when I asked him this question, and he didn't stay much longer.
Long discussion. I waited at one time. But I don't believe so. I think it'd be too damaging for society as a
whole.
No
legalized weed.
And like a lot of things that are bad decisions, you could say everybody's doing it anyway, but if you legalize it, you're going to get more. Now, I'm glad to be on the show, but thank you much for the question.
You're going to leave it. You're going to walk out in the middle of that one, Glenn?
Absolutely. Sorry.
He had a fundraiser in Final Act, did he not? Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates Week. Got a fine radio show right here. You're listening to it. 844-967-2789. You can be a part. Air your grievances. That, if I moved up to the CD6 full-time Dom, yeah, that would be my congressman. That guy.
No, man, you couldn't allow that. You'd have to run against him, Curtis.
I mean, I don't...
If you had the temerity, if you had the guts, if you had the will.
I should have just carpet-bagged him. And that could have... Well, too late now. Too late now, Dom.
Is someone running against them?
I think so. The right. Democrats have been doing an excellent job recruiting candidates to run against losers. Oh, I mean congresspeople like Glenn Grossman.
Like Glenn Grossman.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour, rolling through it. Hope nobody's sleeping through it. That's not what we do around here, Dom. Real quick, I want to acknowledge the texters, but first and foremost, got to reference back. The judge, Juan Merchan, in the Trump criminal trial has notified parties of an online comment claiming that their cousin was a juror and told them, thank you, they're gonna convict Trump. And that would imply that some juror had loose lips and was putting that information out there.
That's the implication.
The implication. There will be a hearing. And I have not independently verified this, but our boy Cam from Nina put on the party line, the 844-967-2789. I got to be careful. Cam's not always FCC compliant on the party line. Trudy, the guy who posted that he's the cousin of a juror, is a jackass and is only effing around luckily. Now, he shared the Facebook front of the aforementioned Michael Anderson. This is the guy that said, my cousin was a juror, and thank you, because you're going to convict Trump, and this implied prior knowledge. And on Anderson's self-described Facebook page, he is trans-abled and a professional, let's just say, crap poster.
Right.
A self-labeled professional.
And apparently also posted similar types of comments before the jury was even seated, I believe.
So it seems
to be like a bunch of BS. But my question, why would Judge Merchan put this out there? I mean, if that's the case, if it's not the cousin, if it's just a bunk, you know, some guy, you know, talking trash, like we got lots of friends on the Facebook page, the Devil's Advocates Radio. And some that are not friends, they'll talk trash. That's fine. That's what you do. But to, again, deliberately throw sand in the gears to try to do this, if there were earlier posts, if that's the case, seemingly that would be a ruse. It'd be a joke. It's not correct. It's not true. But then why would the judge react in the way they did? I saw a Fox Lies headline saying Trump attorneys are investigating this, for the record.
They're investigating. Dom, yeah. The intelligent people out there listening to our voices right now on the radio airwaves, and you can always join, 844-967-2789. A texter said, and I think this is directed towards yours truly, funny how you throw out plethora, but yesterday you fell flat on, well, here I go again.
Mispronunciation?
Well, the word is not spelled properly here, so it makes it even more difficult. Posthumously, right?
Oh, yes. Posthumously, yes.
You should be able to pronounce it, since that's what your college degree is since you were short on credits. And then the texter says, leave the big words for Dom.
What?
I know. What would give you the impression that Dom is a resource? I mean, you did go to grad school, and I barely scratched by with the undergrad BS degree in comms, Dom. But, you know, I've always had that sort of mental breakdown. Like, we've been doing this show for 13 years. I butchered a lot of names over 13 years. We're approaching nearly 3,000 shows. We've had as many as, like, 6 or 8 guests on individual shows, and I would screw up 6 to 8 names on each individual show. At the very most ambitious we've ever been. And do you recall, Dom, it was 10 years ago, effectively tonight, that the same-sex marriage ruling came down from Barbara Crabb the Friday night before the Democratic Party of Wisconsin convention. And we were broadcasting live there back when they used to accommodate Friday Saturdays and not this weekend thing they're doing this weekend. But we were literally our first 3-hour radio show we had ever done as a product. And we had Mike Tate, then the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman, and he had headed up Fair Wisconsin back in 2006, just 8 years prior to that conversation, when a constitutional amendment passed in the state of Wisconsin, a marriage would only recognize one man and one woman. And a federal judge put a stay, basically opened a window for like a week, Dom, and people ran to the courthouse and got married. And it was one of the greatest, funnest shows. Mike Tate got a little misty on us.
Yeah, man, he worked hard on that.
It was a tremendous weekend for the DPW, and wasn't just because of our great showing that Friday night, Dom. But Monday's show was nearly as great because all the people that had run to the respective courthouses to get married, man, we had couple after couple after couple
calling
after
couple. Calling in, hanging out. Yeah, that was great.
And I screwed up name after name after name after name. Yeah, and I don't even recall most of the names, but I'm pretty sure I butchered them, Dom.
I'm pretty sure if I were taking that action crew, I would go along with that.
But anyone that's seen the movie Three Amigos knows the scene. Would you say we have a plethora of piñatas el guapo?
Plethora.
You know, everyone knows plethora.
Funny you bring that up, Curdy, because we just talked about, you know, Congressman from Wisconsin, Glenn Grohlman, and his anti-gay, anti-woman, yada, yada, yada. When they talk in those terms, oh, they're breaking the family up and the traditional nuclear family, yada, yada. You know, there was so much joy, you know, when these people finally were able to get married. I mean, you know what I'm saying? How can you be against that? What's the divorce rate amongst quote-unquote traditional couples? You know what
51%
I'm
or greater?
I mean, yeah, but if you get divorced once, you're more likely to get divorced again. I mean, I don't know the stats, but it's pretty high. And so when you see when folks actually have the ability to be with the one they love and proclaim it publicly, become married, be married, and in the eyes of the state, because that's what it's about. It's not a religious thing. It's about being married in the eyes of the state. How do you not embrace that? How do you not love that? How do you not love the love, man? Because it's not your thing? Well, okay, but don't people have a right to feel loved, to be loved? How does it impact Glenn Grothman's life? Whatsoever?
I would never say been loved. Never been loved. That's
never
the problem.
Been loved, never been kissed.
Glenn Grothman has more of the love the one you're with attitude, I would suspect, meaning like compulsion. You must pick someone to dance with you at this dance. And as I am the only wallflower left, you must choose me. It seems more of a compulsion thing. I mean, all of his traditional marriage, air quotes, well, he doesn't live up to any of these standards personally, right? We've talked about this. So it's about compulsion of women because they don't find him attractive.
Attractive?
Marriage material, let's just say.
As a man, I don't find him attractive either.
He's a 6-figure earner, yet he still can't catch any broke-ass woman that, I'd rather just be broke.
That's because the government is there to give them cash and housing and food and opportunity not to be forced into a marriage with a guy like Glenn Grothman.
You know, I did see Glenn at Mitchell Airport on the 4th of July. and it's been probably 5 or 6 years, but Donald Trump, then the president, was in Milwaukee that night, and he flew in on Air Force One. And I was there at the airport to pick up our beloved daughter, Kelsey. She was flying in from L.A. And apparently Trump's plane also interrupted the fireworks display at Summerfest. So I don't know if it was technically the 4th, but it was the 4th weekend. And right. So Trump's in town. The fireworks are delayed. The airspace over Mitchell International is all shut down. And then they finally, Trump gets the hell out of town, and they finally let people land. And as fate would have it, all the planes land at once or very rapidly in succession. And I see Kelsey Kidd coming down the not the tarmac, but the long hallway at Mitchell from the waiting position. And then I see Congressman Glenn Grothman.
Disheveled, wrinkled shirt.
Oh, yes, I told you. I know you've heard this story before, but this guy looked like he slept in like the overhead storage compartment. I mean, he just looked really bad. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, my daughter looks fresh compared to you, Glenn, and she flew in from L.A. You had a 90-minute flight, although obviously delayed in the air, apparently. But here's the most ironic part from my point of view. A, Glenn Grothman was statistically the most Trumpy congressperson in the entire Congress. That's our understanding.
Yes, correct. Like
96%
yes.
Trump.
Yes.
B, Trump, I believe at a rally, started calling him Grothman. And Glenn, and I'm sorry if I always called you Grothman by mistake, but it was effectively like Trump started calling him Grothman, so he started calling himself Grothman. And for a while, he was like Glenn Grothman.
I dubbed the flounder.
Why flounder? Why not? So anyways, I see Glenn Grothman. Then I think he was going by Grothman because Trump was the president. And he was in the cult, effectively. Except, here's the interesting part. My daughter had a fly commercial. But if Trump's coming from D.C. to Milwaukee, and Grothman's coming from D.C. to Milwaukee, Grothman could have been on Air Force One if Trump liked him just a little bit better. So the fact he was disheveled and looked like, you know, he'd traveled in bare bones economy middle seat, he could have been on Air Force One, Dom.
I think Trump, and Rich, I sent you some sound too. I think Trump actually got his name right eventually. You have that one? Let's roll with that.
Glenn Grothman.
Glenn. There we go.
Where's Glenn? Thank you, Glenn. What a help he's been on so many things, right? Thank you, Glenn, very much. Great job.
But he called him Grothman for like 4 years, Tom. And then Glenn starts in, I'm pretty sure Glenn started.
Maybe I'm Glenn Grothman. Grothman. I mean, when your God starts calling you something close to your name, but not as you know it, do you change your mind? I think you do.
If you're Glenn Grothman, you do. Ma, the meatloaf. You know, I think he has to exert some dominance over Ma and her creation of the meatloaf because, you know, he's not going to be busy tonight. After the sausage party, the brat fry tonight down at the school district, you know Glenn's going home for a lonely existence.
Come on, man. He's going to fill the bathtub full of brats and just lay in it and weep and eat.
Is that what your weekend plans look like, Dom? It is birthday weekend, after all.
Only if I'm lucky.
Is that what Mark, you call self-care?
Hey, Mark, welcome. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You don't want to know what the special stadium sauce is Dom uses.
You know, and Scott Walker, once again, you brought up the case of the Supreme Court tossing out. They overturned state law to get that bastard off the hook.
Yep.
I mean, and then they just insisted the evidence be destroyed. I mean, what kind of...
And fired the referees and changed the rules of the game.
And changed the rules. You know, and it's just, you know, the corruption in at that level there, you know, and at least the Democrats are going after, you know, the mendacious, you know, Mr. Menendez and the guy down in Cuellar down there that, you know, they're actually showing that the law actually works. And the law, it's actually supposed to mean something. You know, and Glenn Grove,
come on, shorten up the words. You know I don't do multi-syllabic words, man. I'm
symbolic words. You're fine. You're fine, Crute. I mean, that.
Can we dumb it down? We should be the lowest common denominator. Crute and Dom. CD. See how that works?
We, we all stumble over words on occasion, and that's just fine. Just got to try.
Yeah, but Mark, everyone's not doing it on the radio in front of so many people.
Yeah. As a paid professional.
You guys are all right with me, so that's all you need to know.
Well, Mark, that's
right
all.
On, Mark. You're all right with us as well. We appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Can't be with the one you love, Crudy.
Love the one you're with. That's been my attitude for 13 years and running with you on the radio each and every day. You know, I loved Runkle. Runkle was first radio love.
Yeah, that was your first love. What happened? It was just it was college.
Sports Talk Live.
Never wasn't gonna last. Wasn't meant to be.
Well, after you stiffed on the Brewers Cubbies at the end of the month, I invited Runkle and he's like, "Oh, sorry, man, I gotta work." I'm like, one takes off work for the Brewers Cubbies game. Dom can't even keep his party straight.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Maybe in the fall. More Devils. More grievances, if you got them.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It is our last segment of the day, of the week. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, a lot of our friends are listening to Brewers baseball right about now. And if you got Scroogied on the Scony summer word, apparently, lake. The word is lake. A texter on the God's Country WLCX line. That's the Eagle 1490 up there in La Crosse, Dom. Texter says, "I wish I was at the lake." You got a river. You don't need a lake. It's beautiful up in God's Country in La Crosse. Jimmy K., one of our friends in broadcast, does a lot of the Badger broadcast and a lot of high school sports, Platteville football, I believe. Jimmy K says, "I can guarantee you I've destroyed more names on the air than you have." Happy Friday, Mike.
Yeah, right? You know, calling the players' names, seeing a list. I mean, it's got to be tough.
Number 10 around the right side.
Right. Michael Crute.
We've got a question. When is Dom's birthday? And a texter on the WMDX line says 10th here. Well, Mrs. Salvia, the lovely Mrs. Salvia, she's a Gemini on the 10th, right?
Yep. I am the 14th. I am on Flag Day. On my birthday, all true patriot Americans raise their flag in my honor. Or not, because there's also another former convicted felon ex-president who shares my birthday.
And Scott Ross.
And my buddy Scott Ross, yes.
And it's Flag Day. I share a birthday with H.W. Bush, and I, do not eat broccoli.
844-967-2789.
No, well, I guess we're not going to CJ. It's not happening, on, CJ. No, I'm not reckoning.
Well, what else you got, man? What do you got?
Well, I got
the grievances, man. You can air the grievance on a Friday. He's got a grievance.
Well, let me clarify.
Airing their grievance.
Let me help people out before you give a platform to the biggest troll in six counties. Someone keeps texting in, "I wish I was at the lake." That's just what Crudy is saying. The actual keyword is just lake.
Lake.
L-A-K-E.
Well, it's keyword, not key sentence, not keywords.
Yes.
Keyword.
Maybe others are just wishing they were also at a lake. That's what people do. You go up north there, hey, and you try to get your ass on a lake and catch a couple bass and drink some beers. And
do you fish up there, Crudy?
Yeah, you of course don't seem I to fish. Be... Yeah. Why?
You got a tackle box, man? You got a fishing pole?
I got a tackle box. I got about 5 fishing poles. I usually just grab the easiest one, like the one that's not tangled. That's the one I go for first.
Really?
And then,
you want like a lure guy or like a hook and bobber guy?
I mean, I'm a hook and bobber nightcrawler guy.
Just lay it out there and sit back and wait for it to go.
Well, I have excellent fishing and a lot of small bass.
But occasionally you can hook a big bass off the pier. And I haven't even tried like boating around the lake and fishing the different spots. Because I mean, there's enough, like, I think I told you this, Dom. We have a very cute little house. My wife loves the house. But when we, in our budget, when we were figuring out what was next for me and her, you know, as we empty nest and move off to our little lake abode, well, you could either have a nice lake house or you could have nice lake frontage. But I could not afford both nice lake house and nice lake frontage. So first and foremost, you go down, and you've been there, you go down the steep set of stairs, which are not of equal. At some point, someone's going to sue me over the stairs. I feel quite confident. That's hopefully not this weekend.
Fine.
If you fall down the stairs, it's because I probably overserved you, not because they're uneven. Now, you get down to the lake, and there's lots of wood in the lake, and I still have a sore.
Trees growing up and stumps and all that.
Yes, and I didn't even have a pier in the water last year to even like go and clear the wood. So I would wade out into the water, and you can't take a chainsaw out, not if you're going neck deep. So I used a handsaw to saw some of these trees out of my clearance so I could get a pier in first, and then I got a place for my Jordan Love boat to go. And, you know, it's starting to get there, Don, but it'll be years.
It's a lot of trees
before
up there,
that
man.
Could be a little swimming hole there, you know, around the pier. So it's good for the bass, less good for swimming.
Now the
water
the,
activities
in the fishing off. You haven't gone off the boat yet, but do you eat them or do you throw them back?
I always throw them back.
Oh, so you don't
catch and release, not catch no, and kill
no eating,
them.
No eating of the fish. No cleaning. No slabs on the grill.
No. You know, maybe if I had a bucket full of bluegill, I might clean some up. But no, I mostly just catch them and put them back. I mean, you got to understand, for me, that's more of a meditative thing. I go down there to drown the worms. And mostly it's the smaller fish. They just steal it off your hook.
Yeah, you hold them by the neck and keep them underwater and shake a little bit as you drown them and like swear at the world. Or do you just enjoy watching them, you know, squirm around on the
hook? I don't know how you fish at your pier. But no, I don't choke any worms.
All right, man.
Weirdo.
I don't know what you're into, man. I'm just asking questions. I'm just, people want to know, Curdy.
That is not it. You know, a little
but
fish.
Fine, but you're fine throwing them on a hook. Like, you're like, oh, you can't strangle them, but I'm going to stab them.
Yeah.
What?
It's a traditional way. You put a worm on the hook, you stab it a couple times, so you hide the hook, throw it in, put a bobber on there. And then, you know, if you catch something, you throw it back, because otherwise I got to clean it. I'm going to smell like fish forever, man. They got good fish fry right at the bar in town. Why would I need to clean the fish? I'll get some fish fry when I drive into town tonight.
You could try meditation and save the worms and the fish, the abuse.
Going up to CD6, man, I got to meditate, because Glenn Grothman is still the congressman up there. Thank you all for listening. Hope you had a great week. We'll do it again for you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Rich, for
thank you, Rich.
Any guests today? No.
No.
Any CJ today? No. And the rest of you are welcome.
Did you say I have a plethora?